This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
I've never met a child that doesn't like chicken nuggets. You know? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where every week we answer some questions about our lives in hopes that you can relate to them just a little bit. This is episode 157. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am joined, as always, with my wonderful co-host, Ashley. How are you doing today, Ashley?
I'm good. I've actually been a little sleepy today because it's been one of those days where it's like it's cloudy and rainy. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I like those days, but it makes me extra sleepy. So other than that, I've been good. How about you?
I've been good. I know it's been nothing out of the ordinary over the last week, if I can recall. I think if I can't remember what I've done in the past week, then I think that nothing out of the ordinary has happened. I can't remember anything of significant importance outside of Michelle's birthday. That was Tuesday.
Happy belated birthday to her.
But yeah, other than that, that was like pretty much the highlight of the week. It's kind of slow.
Yeah, this week was... Yeah, I was gonna say, it was kind of like just an average week this week, really.
Yeah.
Nothing happened really over here either. There was a, I think it was Sunday night, I came home from my parents, and, you know, I feed the stray cats around here.
Yeah.
And they've all, well, not all of them, but most of them, like, I think there's only one I've seen that isn't, but they've all been TNR'd, so they've been, you know, trapped, neutered, returned, they're feral, so they can't be adopted, and they've all got the ear tip, and, you know, haven't seen kittens in a couple years now, because okay. They've all been neutered and stuff.
Yeah.
So I just feed them, and, there was a dead mouse right next to my door when I got home Sunday night.
Oh!
And I was like, oh, they got me a gift! How nice!
They wanted to show their appreciation.
Yeah, I've never gotten, like, a gift from one of the stray cats. Like, our own cats have done it when they get outside when they're not supposed to, and they come back and they bring us, like, a mouse or something, and it's like, first of all, you're not supposed to go outside.
Right.
Now you killed an animal. Why are you like this? The strays, it was like, oh, how nice, thank you.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
One of those rare occurrences that you don't expect to happen. And you see it like, oh, well then.
Yeah. I was like, well, I don't know what to do with it. So I had to, like, put on a glove to pick it up, to put it in a bag, to tie that up, to put it in my trash bag to throw it away.
Yeah.
Like, it's a whole thing. I was like, I don't want to leave it here.
Right.
Because I don't know if they're going to take it or not. And I don't just want to leave it by my front door. And I don't just want to leave it in a bag outside because then they might get into it.
Right.
Like, I got to bring it inside and put it in my trash bag. Luckily, it was Sunday night and our garbage day's on Tuesday. So it wasn't.
Yeah. It didn't sit too long.
No. Otherwise, I would have probably left it outside somewhere and just been like, well, oh well.
Yeah, but then you also don't want to leave it by your friend though because you don't want to seem ungrateful. You know?
See, I wanted them, and there was a cat on my porch, and I was like, I don't know if you're the one who did it, but thank you.
Or at least bring the message back to your friends. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so it's like, I gotta take it so they know I got it.
Right.
I can't just leave it there. But hopefully they know I was happy.
Yeah.
But also, you know, don't do it again. I got the message, so you're good.
And see, that's like, because you don't know the way that their mentality works. Because, like, okay, so they leave it because, obviously, especially, like, with, I've heard a lot of people with cats say that cats think of us as big cats, and they don't see us hunt. So their instinct is to hunt for us so they can take care of us. So they bring dead birds, dead rodents. It's like, I don't see you doing this, so here, this is for you, so you can eat. And then so, like, they leave it on your front porch, or they leave it by your front door, and it's like, okay, so I'm gonna take it, and I don't know if they'll be like, okay, cool, I've showed them how to do it, so hopefully they'll do it, and then they won't do it again. Or they'll see that as, oh, okay, well, they need this because I see that they've taken it, so I'm gonna keep doing it to make sure that they eat. So it's like, I don't know which side you're gonna land on.
Hopefully not where they keep bringing me dead mice.
It's going to be a weekly occurrence. Every Sunday night, you're going to have one by your door.
Like, stop terrorizing the mice! Leave them alone! I'm already feeding you. We're fine. We're good. But...
And that's, I guess that's another weird thing. Because you're feeding them, and so now they're turning around and feeding you.
They're like, you're just giving me dry food. They're like, I'm going to bring you some meat. Like, oh, sorry.
Right. Like, I didn't know this, like, is what you were looking for.
My friend had a good idea, like, setting up a trail cam or something of the food dishes. I was like, oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I should do that. Because I know there's, like, cats, and I've seen, like, a possum, and I've seen raccoons, and if there's still food in the daytime or over the winter, sometimes there'll be birds. Like, I've seen all those, and sometimes dogs, if dogs get loose or whatever, and they'll come and eat it, and I'm like, get out of here! But, it's like, yeah, then I could, like, monitor who's eating and, like, pick out the cats, because the other day I fed them during the day.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of watching them all come up. So there was, like, 6 total that I saw. I was watching the dynamics. I was like, okay, these two are friends. These two are friends. This one's not friends with anybody. Like, that was where I saw 5 of the 6 of them had ear tips and the one didn't. So that's why. And that one, I think, is one that actually goes over my parents' house as well.
Oh, okay.
So if that's the case, I don't think that one is fixed. So that one eventually will have to be fixed. But
gotcha.
Pretty much all the ones around here have been. It was a couple years ago. So they're not having babies, at least. Because yeah. That would be way too many.
Yeah, that would be a lot.
Smokey was actually looking out the window earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the cats was on the porch. And it was like it was on the porch swing, so it was over by him. And he scratches at the window and, like, meows and tries to get at him when... there's a cat on the porch, and the cat was just looking at him like, what? Like, just so confused. Before it eventually just left, and Smokey's just scratching at the door, like, yeah! Or, I mean, the window. It's like, oh, sorry, Smokey. You're an inside cat.
Right.
The best you got is an open window. He's too old to be, like, leash trained.
Yeah.
Can't
go run with the street cats.
Yeah, and he used, like, he lived on the streets before, and he used to get out a lot when he was younger.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like, we never wanted him to, because that was one thing he did one time, where he would kept getting outside, and then he would bring us, like, our back door was open, like, the screen door was closed, but there was a piece of the screen door missing, so he would jump in and out.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't supposed to, but he kept doing it. He kept bringing us mice, and then he'd jump out again, like, because now we're trying to catch the mouse, because it wasn't dead, and then he'd jump back out while we're distracted by the mouse, and then bring us another one. We're like, stop! He did that once.
Oh,
that was
God.
Years and years ago, but yeah.
It's like, all right, I brought you this, you deal with that, I'm gonna go get another one.
You catch that, I'll go get more. It was like, I think he did it was at least 2 or 3 times.
Wow.
We're like, stop bringing us mice. Finally, it was like, managed to close the door while he was inside, and it was like, stop.
But I'm sure he wasn't happy about that at all.
He was is a menace to those poor mice. I was like, where are you finding them? Like, you clearly found, like, a nest or something.
Right. He's like, I know exactly where to go.
Yeah, back then it was a lot harder to keep, like, the animals indoors when, like, we had younger children who didn't understand and would, like, keep the door open to look outside. And it's like, you can't do that. The cats will run out.
Right.
Now, luckily, it's not really an issue. But still, well, Smokey hasn't run out on me. He hasn't really tried. Luckily, maybe he's realized also he's too old.
Yeah, he's like,
like, I couldn't survive out there anymore.
That's a young man's game.
But, you know, Toby's gotten out a couple times on me. Like, twice, I think, in the year that I've had him, so.
Oh, okay.
He's, faster.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been bad. He hasn't gotten far.
That's good.
But, man, I'm definitely ready for this week to be over. Because nothing really happened, but it somehow was still tiring.
Yeah.
But it's probably because, I think I mentioned it last week, that it's kind of that long stretch
right
before we get to the end of the year.
Yeah.
So, in that final stretch, so it's kind of like, come on, we can make it. We got like a month left. Like a little over a month.
Right.
So that'll be nice, at least, when we do get done. But then I won't know what to do with myself during the summer.
True.
At least it won't be as bad as, like, last year when we were off, because it was, you know, like, mid to late March up until, you know, the fall. So that was, like, way too long to be off.
Real long stretch. And then, you know, everything's closed down, so there's really nothing that mm-hmm. you can do.
Yeah, it was. I remember that sucked a lot. So at least now, hopefully, we'll open back up like we normally will during the fall.
You're right.
And we'll still end at the end of the year. So it'll still just be like a normal summer, like you do for, like, if you're going to school.
Right.
Hopefully. But, you know, we'll see as we go. That's really just what it is nowadays.
Yeah, really.
But I have a question.
Okay.
So, has there been something that you've wanted to talk about, like, to someone, but you couldn't because of, like, say, like, spoiler reasons? It's like, oh, I really need to talk about this thing. Like, the thing happened. I really want to talk about it, but no one I know has, like, read or watched up to this point, and I don't want to spoil it, because I have had such a hard time with that lately, because I finally, I think it was last night, no, it was the night before, I caught up on the Bungo Stray Dogs manga, like, mm-hmm. the ones that are out physically in English, because I know there's more chapters available online. I don't know what it goes up to, and I don't know what chapter I finished volume 18. I don't remember what chapter that ends on, but so I'm caught up with as much as there is physically in mm-hmm. English, and so much has happened, and I want to talk about it with someone so bad, but there's only one person I know who has watched it, and she's only gotten up to the beginning of season 2.
Okay.
And it has 3 seasons, plus however much, like, you know, that there is in the manga that's not even in the anime.
Right.
So, like, God, I want to talk, like, too much. Like, I was so mad, because even, like, anytime I would buy the manga, I would just kind of flip through it and look at some of the pictures and be like, oh, okay. And literally one of the covers of one of the volumes, I was like, oh, I don't know this character yet. I have. I've known him for a long time. And yet, I didn't recognize them, and I'm upset that I didn't recognize them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also upset with why I didn't recognize them.
Oh.
Like, there's a reason why I didn't. But I can't tell anyone. I'm so mad. I've had the same problem with, like, a BNHA manga, but nearly as bad, because my cousin reads that, so I can talk to her about it.
Okay.
Like, She's caught up right now. I'm not quite caught up. I'm at least a couple chapters behind. And at that one, I've been reading online. I've been collecting it physically, but I've still just been reading it online because that's how I started doing it. Mm-hmm. With Bungo Stray Dogs, I only want to read it physically. I don't know why. I just decided that I like reading it physically better than online if I can.
Yeah.
And my cousin hasn't watched or read Bungo Stray Dogs, and my friend is only as far as the beginning of season two, which there's even a part in season two, beginning of season two, that I want to talk to her about, and I can't because she hasn't gotten that far. Like, God dang it, you need to watch more.
Right.
So I've been having this problem a lot lately. Very upset. And this is only within the past couple days that I've really gotten far enough that I'm really like, I need to talk about it so bad.
Yeah.
Has there been anything like that for you?
Let me see. I haven't. Because to be 100% honest, honestly, really, the only two people that I talk to about, like, media, current media and stuff that can be spoiled is either you or Michelle. And that's literally about it. I really don't talk to too many other people outside of YouTube. And she and I, with the current MCU shows, there was WandaVision and Falcon and the Winter Soldier just finished. And so we watched those together. And so we kind of just discuss it while we watch it, and then after it, so we send each other memes about the episode or whatever. But it's like, even with anime, you and I, we watch anime. Michelle doesn't like anime, so she doesn't really watch it. But you and I don't necessarily watch the same anime outside of BNHA and now JJK and, you know, maybe a couple other things. But I don't think it's, we've gotten to the point to where it's like, you've seen something that you can't talk to me about, or I've seen something that I can't talk to you about, because mostly I'm playing catch up on stuff. And so it's stuff that you've already seen. But even with like certain Netflix shows, like I found myself going into Netflix shows that kind of deal with more, let me see how I can describe it. It's more like kind of shows that have been adapted from YA novels. One just came out, Shadow and Bone. I believe that was adapted from a YA novel. I watched that. And what other one? I think I mentioned it probably not last episode, but maybe a few episodes ago. I started watching The Irregulars. That was sort of a take on a Sherlock Holmes type plot device. And nobody else that I know really watches those type of things. Because like I said, you know, I only really talk to you, Michelle. Michelle watches, she's into more of reality TV, and then some kind of like true crime shows, murder mystery shows, stuff like that. So for a good portion of our Netflix, like watching categories, they don't really overlap. So, you know, I'll ask her about what she's been watching, and she'll kind of tell me about it, and she'll ask me what I've been watching. I kind of tell her about it, but it's never been, oh, I can't tell you because I'm going to spoil it for you, and I know you're going to watch it later. Because I think if we find anything that we both enjoy, we try to watch together. And between our streaming schedules, and I see my stream is going red, so it might drop out. So that'll be fun, but it's still recording. But because of our streaming schedules, we haven't really gotten into watching too many things together lately outside of the MCU shows. But yeah, so I don't think I've found anything that I've watched that somebody else. I think the only thing recently that I couldn't necessarily talk about, I watched the new Mortal Kombat movie, the remake of Mortal Kombat. And nobody else that I know really seemed interested in watching it. But I went to Walgreens to go get coffee last Friday, I believe it was. And when I was coming out, there was, you know how sometimes you go to a convenience store, you go to a store or something, and there are people outside. It's like, oh, we, you know, we're taking donations for this organization, or we're looking for people to sign up to volunteer for this or whatever. There was a Doctors Without Borders table outside of Walgreens. And I don't know. I don't know what compelled me to stop, because normally I don't. I just kind of blow them off and, you know, go about my business or whatever. But, you know, I stopped and I started talking to the guy. But I don't know how he got to the subject of Mortal Kombat, but he started talking and he mentioned it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've seen it. He was like, oh, okay. He was like, well, you know, how is it? What's it like? What's going on? And I was like, well, if you're interested in it, I don't want to spoil it for you, but, you know. And so I kind of like gave him a general overview of what I thought about the movie. But yeah, I guess to answer your question, I haven't gotten anything to where it's been like a burning, like, it's burning a hole through me. It's like, I need to talk to somebody about this. If not, I'm going to explode. but I kind of miss that feeling. I kind of miss, you know, being excited to share something with somebody. I don't know. I can't like foresee that happening again anytime soon, because I don't know what's going to be coming out that I would watch that something else would, well, somebody else would be interested in watching, and then I might happen to see it before them.
Well, hey, I'm caught up, but I have an anime suggestion for you.
Okay.
Bungo Stray Dogs! but yeah, speaking of movies, because I went and saw the Demon Slayer movie over the weekend.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I'll try not to spoil. If I will, I'll say something. But
okay.
I've never seen Demon Slayer.
You're right, same.
So, because I always drag my friend. Me and her boyfriend, we like BNHA, so we always, like, it'll be me, her, and him that will go to see the BNHA movies. So she's seen a few episodes of BNHA, and she vaguely knows, like, the characters and stuff and the story and all that, so she knows some things, but she doesn't really know what's going on totally when watching the movies, because there's been two so far, I think, that we've gone and seen. And, so this time it was her turn, because she's seen Demon Slayer and she really liked it. And her boyfriend, I don't know if he's caught up, but I know he saw at least some, and I've never seen any of it. Right. Like, I know the gist of it and some of the characters, but I've never actually seen it yet. Like, it's in my queue on Crunchyroll, I just haven't started it. And so we went and saw it. So I could figure things out, you know, as it was going along. I did have some questions at the end I asked her. There wasn't very many people in the theater either. It was like, it was the three of us, plus there was one person in the back. There was a group of three in front of us, and then I think there was maybe two other people in the theater, maybe that was it, I don't remember. And that was it in the whole, like, theater room, so it wasn't bad or anything.
Yeah.
And you have to stay at least one row apart from people.
Okay.
Like it was, I think it was assigned seating. I don't know, something like that. But so there was no one directly behind us or in front of us.
Okay, that's good.
That was nice as well.
Yeah.
But as I'm learning about these characters and like, and also I was a little disappointed because I didn't get to learn anything about the world because the whole movie took place on a train.
Okay.
So, like, I know nothing about this world, really.
Yeah.
Like, what it looks like or anything. It was, like, on a train, and then at the end of the movie, for, like, the last, I don't know, maybe half hour or so, they were off the train, but it was still just, like, in the middle of nowhere. So it was, like, you know. But this character, okay, there is going to be a little bit of spoilers.
Okay. So spoiler warning to anyone who's interested in watching the Demon Slayer movie.
I won't say names, but people might be able to figure it out if they've seen Demon Slayer, so.
Gotcha.
This character that you get to see throughout the whole movie, and, like, by the end, was like, oh, they're cool. I like them.
Mm-hmm.
This is, like, the most they've ever been seen. Yeah, this is intense spoilers. yeah. Die.
Well then.
Like, that's it. It's like, ah! Because at the beginning of the movie, I remember asking my friend, I was like, okay, is this movie canon? Because usually, like, with the BNHA ones, it's like, technically they could be canon. That's why they, like, take stuff out where, like, certain things that happened, you know, it's like, Deku got this, I don't know, whatever it was in that one movie where he got, like, a bracelet or some sort of helping item, and then it broke by the end of the movie because he doesn't actually have it. You know, they had to break it.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so, like, things like that. So, like, technically that movie could be canon because that thing, like, they broke it or, you know, like, stuff like that. But I was like, it's not really, like, something
not carried part of the story. Over. Right, it's not carried over from the movie back into the series.
Yeah, so, like, if you've never seen the movie, it really doesn't affect anything. So I asked my friend at the beginning, I was like, is this movie canon? She's like, oh, I don't know. By the end of it, she's like, yeah, they killed the character, so I think it's canon. Also, she said, like, the end of the anime starts or ends right where the movie starts. Like, they're about to get on the train at the end of the anime, and she said, like, the whole anime, like, leads up to them getting on the train, and then the movie is them on the train. So.
Oh, okay.
So it seems like it's canon, and it seems like it follows the story. But, like, none of us have read the manga or anything, so.
Yeah.
Just guessing. But, yeah, so it was like, I'm just curious. I kind of knew something was up when, like, there was a point where the character, like, yeah, you all train under me and stuff. And, I was like, you know, I feel like that's not actually going to happen. I don't know what it was. I was like, I feel like that's not, yeah, it didn't happen because they died. But yeah, so that was fun watching that over the week. I did enjoy it, and then afterwards my friend's boyfriend was like, you gonna watch the anime now? I was like, I might. I was like, I already, you know, had it my cue. I already had the thought of like, oh, I'll watch it eventually. And I was like, after the movie, like, yeah, the characters and the world and stuff, like, it definitely seems like something I would enjoy.
So
I was like, I'm sure I'll watch it at some point. It's just a matter of when. Like, it's already in my queue and stuff. And now I've seen the movie, so I kind of know some things. But I'll be sad whenever I see that character.
Right.
But I guess they're not in it a lot anyway.
Okay. Because
it's more like a side character, not a main character.
Gotcha. Because I was just thinking that, like, that would be a big shift for the series if they have a main character and then they kill him off in the movie. And then if you're watching the series and it's like, ah, well, you know, I'm not going to really watch the movie. And you come back, well, I guess, whenever the next season comes out and they're like, nope, this character's not here anymore. It's like, wait, what happened?
Way the character died, it was so funny because afterwards we were actually kind of laughing about it. Well, okay, so the character was like kneeling, you know, gravely injured and was kneeling to give like their final words and stuff, and then like died, and then eventually, you know, it's showing the other characters like crying and stuff, and then like they show you, they never show up a close-up of the guy after they die and stuff, but like,
so it's a guy.
I know, I realize it's my slip. I don't think there's a lot of girl characters, it doesn't seem like, anyway. But it's like they would only do zoom out shots of after the person died. And then they were still kneeling. Like, they didn't fall over after they died, they're still kneeling. I was like, are you sure he's dead?
Well then.
Like, I don't know. And they're like, yeah, I know, right? Like, so that's what we were laughing about. Like, are you sure?
Like, now,
check the Wikia.
I'm just taking a knee. Just a little out of breath. Give me a second.
Definitely the injury that they got. I was like, hey, you can't survive that.
Right.
Hold on. I don't remember their name. I don't remember, like, half their names. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm always awful remembering characters' names when I watch a new anime.
See, that's what I've been really annoyed by lately, is I just can't remember names about, like when I was telling my cousin about Bungo Stray Dogs, and I was, like, just looking up the characters and, like, showing him pictures, I was like, oh, this is, you know, whatever. And it's like, I don't remember anyone's name. I love the show. I think about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I've read the manga. think about the characters' names all the time, but suddenly now that I'm going to speak them, they're gone. I don't remember a single one. I can see their face, can't remember their name.
Right.
I felt so stupid. I was like, why can't I remember their names? So that's been fun lately. It's been happening to me a lot. It happened to me with one of the Ultimate games I was playing when I was trying to remember the Obeimi brothers' names. Like, they're appearing on the screen on, like, a TikTok that I sent my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to be with her when she was watching it. So I was like, oh, yep, that's... Because she's never played the game, but she wants to watch the anime when that comes out. So I was like, oh, there's Satan, there's Mammon. And, like, I was just saying it as they were popping up, and then suddenly it got to a point where I was like, names are gone. I've lost them. In the span of, like, the amount of time that it was going through the TikTok before it flipped over to the next picture, I was like, nope, I can't. That was, I can't do it anymore. I've forgotten their names suddenly.
Brain shut down. I was like, nope, cut it.
So that's just been happening a lot. So it happened to me for Demon Slayer 2, which, you know, that one, it was brand new. Like, I just watched the movie, right. And I was like, all right, like, I know these characters' names because I've seen them plenty of places, like the main characters and stuff, and they said it throughout the whole movie. So I was like, I know the names. We walked out of the theater. I was like, they're gone. I was like, what's the other one? What's that one's name? Names are just really bad right now. Yeah. What's this guy's name? This one. This person. Described them. Give them to me. Oh my god, they did.
Internet for the win.
It doesn't tell me if they're alive or dead. Doesn't, like, have that option. At least on the Bungo Stray Dogs Wikia, it's like, if you, it's hidden, but it's there, like, status if they're dead or alive, so you have to click it to unhide it.
Okay.
And it'll say they're alive or dead. And I was like, oh, that's a really cool, like, feature.
Yeah.
So you don't, like, accidentally spoil yourself.
Right. Because there's nothing nothing worse than you wanting to look up information on a character. And, like, at the top of it, it's like, oh, you know, real name, you know, abilities.
Yeah.
Status, deceased. Like, well, I just started the show.
Exactly.
Like, I'm only on episode 2. Okay, he's gonna die, apparently.
Exactly. So I was like, oh, that's really cool that they put that in. This one doesn't have it, at least for this character. They don't have, like, that status at all. There's nowhere that it could be put alive or dead.
Interesting.
Scroll down and see if it says anything.
This character dies in 2021 movie Demon Slayer.
I know, it doesn't say anything right now. Huh. Well, now, wait, battles. Oh, cool. Two. Let's see what this says. I clicked on the fight that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Battle. They look different in the manga. I wasn't expecting to look like that. Tell me what happens. Go to the bottom. Where's the bottom? Aftermath. Yeah. I think it's canon. I can't find a word that says, like, dead or anything.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to skim and look, but it looks like, yeah, because there's, like, crime down here, so I assume.
Gotcha.
Anyway. But yeah, I'm, it's just Bungo Stray Dogs is all I can think about lately, if you could tell from every time I bring it up every week. I really want my friend to watch more, and I'm like, please, because, like, one of the characters, this isn't spoiling it, I mean, it's kind of spoiling anything, but this is going to be a lot more vague than how I just was with the movie.
Okay.
One of the characters that I was showing my cousin, I was, like, dead. I didn't tell her that.
Okay.
And so she's like, ooh, that's my type, like, I like that person. I was like, oh. I was like, uh-huh. And that's why it's something that I can't even tell my friend, because she's not far enough. So she doesn't even know that either. So I can't tell her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, oh, I guess I shouldn't have shown you that character.
Yeah, Michelle got mad at me. It wasn't to that extent, but she She's kind of like you. She doesn't really watch too many movies. And so we have a list of like really popular movies that I've seen that people, for the most part, enjoy. And then some that people kind of universally don't like, but it's still kind of like a pop culture reference type thing. Mm-hmm. And so we have like this whole list and everything. And so while I was up there, we really didn't get to dive into the list too much, but there was one movie that we watched, John Wick. And for anyone who's seen John Wick, they know that there is a portion of the movie that kind of sets the protagonist on his path of vengeance. And spoilers for anyone who hasn't seen John Wick, which I think is probably like a 6 or 7 year old movie at this point. And I know you probably haven't seen it because I know you're like,
No, I've never seen it, but I have no interest in seeing it either. So.
Right. Let me see how 2014. Yeah, so I was close, about 7 years old. But
good, you're spoiling a movie that is 7 years old, and I spoiled one that came out like within a month.
A couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But the main character, he's like a former assassin, and he got out of the game, and he runs into these thugs who don't really know. He was the best, like nobody could touch him. He was the greatest. He got out. He's like, I'm done. And he runs into these thugs because he has this really nice car, and so they like track him back to his house because they want to steal his car. And so they break into his house, they beat him up, and I want to say the movie takes place like maybe a couple weeks after his wife passes away. And after his wife passed away, she arranged for him to get a puppy, just so he wouldn't be alone. And so that was like her final gift to him. And so when the thugs break into his house to steal his car, they beat him up and they kill the puppy.
Ah.
So I didn't tell Michelle that was going to happen. And I think she probably still holds that against me that I didn't tell her, because she's an animal lover. She is a very big animal lover. And the fact that I didn't tell her that was going to happen and she had to experience that firsthand, I was like, I didn't tell you because that's like a part of the experience with the movie. But yeah, so I think she still holds that against me.
See, animal death is something that I really can't handle.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand because like I remember watching or starting Hill House.
That sounds familiar.
Whatever, Haunting on Hill House or whatever.
Oh, okay, Netflix. Yeah. Never watched it though, but I've heard of it.
As soon as cats showed up, I paused it. I had to ask, I think it was my cousin or my friend, someone who had already watched it, and I was like, do the cats die? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, cool, never watching this again. And like, same thing happened recently where I just started a show on Netflix, and it's supposed to be like a scary show.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what it's called. It's a Korean show.
Okay.
And I was in the first episode, and same thing, a cat showed up, and I just paused it and was like, okay, I don't know what happens to this cat, so I'm not watching this anymore.
Like, animal shows up, I don't know the fate of this animal, so I'm just going to stop it here, and so that way this animal will live forever on in my memory.
Yeah, it's like, if this animal's fine, cool, but I can't guarantee that.
Right.
So I'm not going to do it. I do my very best to avoid animal death, especially cats, because I love cats so much.
Right.
But sometimes, you know, they will come across something that will be playing whatever, especially if there's like a monster, which happened in Sweet Home. The cat did die. But I didn't see it coming. Well, kind of. The cat showed up. Like, but at least when the cat died, it was very much obviously fake.
Okay. So it didn't hurt as bad.
No. So it was okay. And I liked Sweet Home. Really did like the show a lot.
I still haven't finished it.
But yeah, that does happen. I don't remember when I watched it. It was a while ago. But yeah. I did enjoy it. The ending, the way it ends, it definitely feels like there should be more. And I think it's based on a comic or something. So I don't know if there's more of the comic. And I don't know if they plan on making like another season eventually or something. But the way it ends, it's definitely like, oh, come on, there's got to be more.
Right. I feel like that's...
So I'm hoping.
The good number of the new, well, not new, but newer shows that I've been watching on Netflix, that because I've been watching a lot of the stuff that is like, it's only one season, so it's a quick watch for me to get through it. But yeah, kind of like Sweet Home, Into the Borderlands, I watched that one. There was an anime called High Rise Invasion that only had one season, and they all end, and it's clearly obvious that there is more to the story. Like, especially, like, yeah. Into the Borderlands. It ends... I don't know if you've seen... If you watch Into the Borderlands. No. But basically, the main plot of the story is that some entity or some corporation or some powers that be set up this game where it's basically like a death game where people have to go through these puzzles and they have to solve the puzzles in order to survive. If they don't, they die. So the main character, the protagonist, he kind of tries to fight his way through to figure out who is responsible for it. And the way that the season ends is that they kind of get to the bottom of who's kind of controlling everything. But spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen Into the Borderlands, which I think is about two years old, maybe at this point. But they kind of get to the bottom of, they get to the area where the things are being controlled, but everybody's dead. Like, all the people who were working the controls are all dead. So obviously there's somebody still that they haven't gotten to, like, figure out who it is. But after they find all the people that are dead in the control room, now there's still, like, this global announcement. It's like, oh, now you've entered phase two. And so it's like, okay, all right, now it's getting even bigger. So it's like, all right, so when is the next season coming up?
Yeah, it's like a lot. Well, at least a couple of shows that I've been watching on Netflix are Korean shows. And they're like one of the tags is like based on a webtoon. Because that's what Sweet Home was, and that's also what the Uncanny Counter was. So at least those two that I could think of off the top of my head have said, like, based on a webtoon. So I assume that means there's more of the webtoon, but I don't know if that means, you know, they'll make another season.
Right.
Or whatever. And, like, I guess technically for Uncanny Counter, there doesn't have, like, that could be the end of the show. There could be more, but there doesn't have to be. Like, you know, it's one of those endings where it's like, yeah, I'm satisfied with how it ended. That's why with, like, Sweet Home, it's like, oh, come on! Like, that one, there's gotta be more! But Uncanny Counter is a show that I just finished recently, finally. I started it a long time ago. I only just finished it recently. I was like, boy, like, I remember why I stopped, because, one, they were coming out, like, it was, like, two episodes weekly, so I had caught up at the time. And then as the episodes were coming out, I was like, oh, I'll wait till it's all out. Then, like, something happened at the end of the last episode that I had watched, and I was like, uh-oh. So I was putting it off because of that. And then it's a show that deals with a lot of death and stuff. Like, a lot of, like, it'll be, what is it? It's like evil spirits, I think is what they call them. They, like, will kill people, and then they have to, like, I forget what it, but how they call it, but like, not kill the evil spirit, but do something to it in order to free those spirits of the ones that the evil spirit had killed, and so they can go on to whatever the next life or whatever. I don't remember how they worded it. It's not like heaven, but that's essentially like what they worded it as.
Right.
And so when they do that, they'll show the spirits of like the dead people and stuff, and then, you know, they find out oh, I'm dead, and like it's a whole thing. So I cried a lot. That's what I'm trying to say, because there's a lot of sadness and death and stuff, and they're like, you know, like, especially what it's all leading up to, like once it finally gets to the last episode. The last episode, I cried, I think, the whole episode probably. Oh, wow. But like, partially in a sad way, but also partially in a happy way. You know, it's what I cry when there's sad things all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy for me to cry during shows. I've cried during Bungo Stray Dogs. Like I said, that one character died and, you know, all that. So, a lot of times if someone dies or something, I will cry. Especially if there's a lot of emotions going on in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed Uncanny Counter, but it made me cry a lot. Freaking Bungo Stray Dogs WAN, which is like WAN. It's... I think it's also a manga or comic series or whatever, but it's like just little chippy versions of the characters. You know how you've got like Attack on Titan Junior High and like stuff like that. It's just, it's that.
Didn't even know that was the thing.
Oh, it's like comics, and then usually a show adaptation of just like, it'll be like various non-canon stories of just like where they put all the characters together and they're being funny and they're just like little chibi versions and stuff.
Oh, okay.
They'll be like short little stories. Like a whole episode is like 11 minutes and it's got like three or four little stories in it.
Oh, you know? Okay. Ruby kind of did something like that. They had Ruby Chibi.
Ah, yeah. So it'd probably be like that then. But like, obviously you can't watch it unless you've watched the show because there's spoilers and stuff.
Yeah.
So one of the episodes of WAN, back in time, in a way, you know, like they went back to the Dark Era. I'm not going to explain what that is. You know if you know. If you don't, it doesn't really spoil anything. So they went back to, like, they showed the Dark Era, which means they showed a group that's not together anymore, including one of the characters that's dead, and they were all happy-go-lucky till, like, the end, where it, like, got ruined, and it's like, you know, obviously you know what happens, you know this one character's dead, you know all this stuff or whatever. And so at the end, like, the way that it was worded, and the things that the characters were saying, it was like, what's the word, like foreshadowing to that, but not really foreshadowing because it already happened in the anime, you know, people already know about it. But so it was like, oh god, so I cried during that episode, and I was looking at the comments and people were also doing the same thing. They were like, what the heck, Juan is supposed to be cute, why am I crying? Yeah, I think there was at least that one. I know I cried for one. There might be like one other episode. Most of the episodes are happy and just funny, and then there's like that one or two that's like, oh god, sadness. But yeah, so I've been crying to a lot of shows lately, is what I've got to say.
Yeah.
A lot of shows that are really good, and because they're really good, they have a lot of emotions. Because they have a lot of emotions, it makes me cry.
It cracks.
But yeah, so be prepared if you're emotional and you watch any of the shows that I mentioned to anyone.
You know. You've been warned.
I still enjoyed them, and it wasn't like a bad cry. It was just a elicited emotions from me, which is, you know, their goal.
Yeah. Well, hopefully this doesn't make you cry. It's nothing bad, I promise. But no, I was wondering, I don't know how I came up to this thought. It was one of those 7-second thought things, and it just kind of formed in my head. But has there ever been a time where you thought about, or you actually put into the practice, the act of practicing a vegetarian or vegan diet?
No.
Because I know, like, this could either be a lengthy discussion or it could be short and quick.
Well, see, I never have, but my sister did.
Oh, okay.
I like meat a lot. And I get where, like, especially when it comes to, like, products and things using vegan stuff, like, I get that. But I like meat, I like eggs, I like cheese, you know, like, I know with vegetarian, you can still have, like, some of those things, but you don't really do meat. Like, I get to a degree where they're coming from, but I just, you know, I like to eat meat and stuff, so I have never really had any interest in that.
Yeah.
But my sister did for a little bit, but she was only, I want to say 14 or 15 at the time.
Oh, okay.
But she had decided she wanted to try it. And, you know, so mom had bought her, like, some vegan or vegetarian, like, things she could eat to try it out. Like, you know, the, like, vegan chicken nuggets and vegan hamburgers or, you know, like, frozen meals like that.
Right.
That she could make on her own. And then, like, I don't remember how long she did it for. I know she still, I don't know still, but at the time, like, then I remember she didn't do it for too long. I want to say maybe like a month or something. And I was like, well, I'm still going to eat, you know, like mean stuff. And then it was like, well, but I want to still try to do it with products, like try to get vegan products and stuff.
Right.
But she hasn't really been able to do that because, you know, she's still at home. She doesn't have a job. She's still in high school, you know.
So she's at the mercy of whatever your parents buy.
Yeah. So once she's old enough and gets her own place and stuff, she might try that again. Maybe not with the food, but at least with trying to do it with like products and stuff.
Yeah.
As much as she can. But no, I've never done it. I have some like some people in my family that I don't like, extended family, so I don't really talk to them or see them very often or anything, that are vegetarian. So like we'll have vegetarian options at like extended family get-togethers like Christmas and stuff. But that's about it. I have had no interest in it. So I haven't even done like any research into it or anything, but what about you?
There was a point in time where I was dating a woman, and because she didn't start off as vegetarian, but over the course of us being in a relationship, she kind of transitioned into that because she was saying that she wanted to be healthier. She was trying to be, you know, more health conscious, and you know, that's all well and good. And so I tried it. She transitioned from vegetarian to full vegan. You know, like you, I like eggs. I like dairy. And we talked about this last podcast, the whole thing with the cheese. You know, even though it kills me, it's hard for me to, like, get away from it. But, no, I tried the whole tofu thing. Wasn't a fan of it.
Oh, I like tofu, actually.
It's, I guess, I don't know. I think the way that she was preparing it, I wasn't a fan
that
of it.
That could be.
Yeah.
See, what I usually do is I get the firm or the extra firm tofu, and then I hate pressing tofu. It's so annoying. But never I'll do that. It. Oh, it's where you just, like, once you get it out of the packaging, it has to, like, it's sitting in, like, water or something, some sort of liquid. And then you gotta, like, press it to try and get all the liquid out.
Okay.
If you get, like, the softer ones, like, if you're going to put it in a soup, you don't have to do that. But if you want to fry it, or I don't know about baking it. I've never baked it. I've only ever fried it. Okay. Then you got to get all the water out. Otherwise, it's just going to be mushy.
Well, then that makes sense. I do it as best I can. Because I think when she asked me to try it, she fried it, but I don't know if she pressed it. So that
may have... What kind she got?
I don't know.
Because I get extra firm, and I press it. And then I fry it in sesame oil, and it's really good like that. And then I also dip it in this, like, that spicy sauce that I like. But I like it even just fried in the sesame oil without the sauce. It's, like, really good.
Yeah.
But it really, some people just don't like the texture. Some people don't like the taste. Like, my friend's mom, I made it at her house before. And me and my friend like tofu. Like, we did tofu and beef and rice and all that.
Okay.
And my friend's mom tried the tofu, and she didn't like it at all. She didn't like the texture or really the taste. But so that's how I make it. That's how I've made it. That's the only kind I've made. I know you can use, like, the soft stuff in soup, and I know you can, like, bake it, but I'm not sure how or what kind. Or right. I don't know. There's, like, the different kinds of tofu for different kinds of meals and stuff. But
yeah.
Yeah, so it could be you just don't like it, or it could be you didn't like however it was prepared.
No, I haven't, the only time I've experienced tofu has been in, like, small, very small cubic quantities in, like, miso soup or anything like that, which is fine.
Yeah, miso soup, it's good.
Yeah, and so I think what it was probably was just, like, a mental thing, because me being from the South, when you say fried... We think fried is going to be, fried is going to be crispy. It's going to be crunchy, you know? And so when you say fried tofu, I'm like, okay, yeah, I think I could probably get behind that depending on what the flavoring behind it is. But when you give me something that's fried and it's still squishy, I'm like, no, I don't think I like this. And so I think that might have turned me off on it. But, she tried to get me to try tofu and jackfruit. She really got into mushrooms. I don't really care for mushrooms at all, so I was just completely out on mushrooms. The veggie burgers, because I'm a sucker for burgers. I'm a burger fan. I tried a different variety of veggie burgers, but I actually found a brand that the burgers are made from soy that I really like. So I actually, even still today, I want to say probably about like last week, I had some in my freezer and I ate them. So those are really, those are pretty good. I found some vegan cheese that I enjoy, which, if it wasn't so damn expensive for such a small portion, I would probably get more often. But I found a brand of vegan cheese that I enjoy, so at least with those two products, I at least stuck with the vegetarian type diet. But yeah, no, for the most part, no, I'm like you, I like meat, I like chicken. I can't give up chicken, and I feel like that's a very stereotypical thing of me to say, but I have no intentions of giving up chicken. I feel like, as far as a health conscious thing type goes, as far as ingesting healthy foods, chicken can be prepared in a healthy way. Now, as far as when it gets to like the environment and the whole argument of, you know, farm free range chickens versus, you know, all the cruelty free animal discussion and all that kind of stuff, I haven't researched all of that stuff, so I can't say that, you know, for sure I only get, you know, free range chickens, you know, and stuff like that, or I haven't looked in all of that stuff. But just, you know, long story short, I tried it for a little bit, realized it wasn't for me. It was really just a thing that I was trying to be amenable for the person I was in relationship with at the time. And even while we were still in a relationship, I was like, you know what, if you want to do it, that's fine, but it's not something that I'm really interested in, and it's not something that I can commit to or stick to. And you know, and now it doesn't matter because that relationship is over. So
see, one time I worked at somewhere else, one of the kids was vegan because one of the parents was, and so they made the decision of our children will be vegan.
Gotcha.
So it's like, well, why?
Why? Yeah, it's like...
And it was like... It was only one of the parents, to my knowledge. I think that was the whole thing. It was only one of the parents was vegan. It was like, see, if it was like a health issue, or if the kid like was old enough, you know, middle school, high school or something, and could decide for themselves or something. But I don't know. I think when they're a kid, you should try to get them to try things, even if you don't like it. Like, I don't like fish. Like, if I ever have a kid, I'm not going to be like, you can't have fish because right. I don't want fish. Like, if you want fish, try it.
Right.
Or if my partner likes fish, sure, you cook it. I'm sorry, I won't eat it. I'll eat something else.
Yeah.
But if you like it, you can make it.
Right.
Like, so I don't know. I just found that a little, like, weird.
No, and I think
to force your toddler to not be able to eat meat or cheese or anything because
right.
you're vegan.
And I think that because I remember when I was growing up, the whole like the Got Milk campaign, for anyone who remembers Got Milk, there was the push for people to drink more milk because drinking milk helps promote strong bones. You know, I don't know how true that is. I never researched the science behind it, but that was like the whole motivation. Drink milk, you know, you grow up strong, you know, you have stronger bones and everything. And I mean, to be 100% honest, you know, we drank milk every day at lunch, you know? And for me personally, I've outside of a hairline fracture when I was in maybe the fifth or sixth grade, and I had an orbital bone fracture on this side of my face. If you're watching the stream, I'm pointing to the right side of my face around my eye. But that was because I fell off of a ladder when I was like 20. But other than that, you know, I've never broken any bones, and, you know, I play football and, you know, play like a lot of contact sports and stuff like that. So that's not to say that's directly because of milk, but yeah. I feel like if I don't know, maybe if I didn't, you know, drink milk, maybe my bones might have been more fragile. I don't know. I don't know the science behind it, but no, like to your point, I feel like I want to say that I read it somewhere that when you're a young child, like a toddler up into like the preteen age, that's when the body is developing the most. And so you want to ingest, you know, different things so your body can absorb the vitamins and the nutrients and the minerals that you get from different foods. So the proteins from your chicken and your fish and your nuts and your eggs, and the vitamin D from the milk, the vitamin C from the fruit, and you know, it's things that the body needs to build up a better system. But then also on the same token, I've heard people say, well, the human body was never meant to digest lactose. So it's like we're all essentially lactose intolerant, but we all just have different levels of lactose intolerance. So it's like, you know, but I feel like kids, I've never met a child that doesn't like chicken nuggets. You know? So for you to tell your child that no, you can't have any chicken nuggets because we're a vegan family, and you know, I know they have like the plant, well, now they have plant-based chicken nuggets, and so I mean, you know, it's a good substitute for the taste. And then at that age, if they've grown and never had it, they're not necessarily knowing what they're missing. But yeah, I mean, like you said, I feel like if you do your research and you find a product that you feel your child shouldn't have because it's not healthy for them, then yeah, that's fine. But you can also cook you can cook chicken to make sure that it's healthy. Like you can
like bake it or something. That's healthier than like frying it.
Right. And then now like there's air fryers where you don't have to use the oil and everything. So you can take the chicken, you can like use olive oil, like you say, sesame seed oil, grape seed oil, which is, you know, more, which is considered to be more healthy than like corn oil or vegetable oil and stuff like that. You can roll it around and like panko breadcrumbs rather than just Italian seasoning on just regular breadcrumbs. Like you can control how healthy your food is, you know, before you buy some prepackaged, pre-processed, you know, chicken nuggets, some frozen thing. Like you can make it. And of course, this is not us telling any parents how to raise their children or anything. This is us, you know, giving our opinion on what we feel.
Yeah.
Like, where our eventual children, you know, what we would do, you know, I feel like,
yeah.
And then everything is like in moderation. So, you know, don't feed your child frozen chicken nuggets every day because no, that's not healthy. But, I tried the vegetarian thing for a little bit, didn't like it. Well, I can't say I didn't like it. I found some stuff that I like that I still stick with, but as a lifestyle, I decided that it's not for me.
Yeah. I give you props for even trying it because I don't think I would. Even if I had a partner who was into it, I'd be like, that's fine. But I just don't have any interest in that.
Yeah.
I like meat and dairy and all that, and I don't see myself giving it up. Like, I like salads and fruits and stuff like that, too. Mm-hmm. And, like, tofu, and sometimes, yeah, like, veggie burgers or something. Like, yeah, those are good.
But, like, that's like not the only burgers. Thing that you want to eat. Right.
Oh, yeah. Like, no, I'm good.
And I think that's, not to go off on too much of a tangent, but I think that's a good, like, barometer of a healthy relationship. Because, like, for me, when I did try to, you know, dip into that vegetarian pool, I found that, you know, there are a lot of vegetables that I didn't necessarily care for as a child that as an adult, I'm like, oh, okay, well, these vegetables are not that bad. But in the relationship that I am and now with Michelle, I know Michelle doesn't necessarily care for most vegetables. And that's fine. You know, I'm not going to, because, like, say, for instance, because I like broccoli, I'm not going to force her. She just put in the chat, veggies are gross.
I can't believe you don't like veggies. I love veggies.
She, you know, and it's a thing. Like, a lot of people just, they don't like them. But because I like them, I'm not going to force her to eat them. And like I was talking about earlier, like, I don't like mushrooms. She loves mushrooms.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what the best part is when you don't like something and, like, whoever you're with does, or vice versa. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I love mushrooms, and my friend hates them. So if we go out to eat and whatever we've got, if her thing has mushrooms in it, I get the mushrooms. Or like, sometimes there'll be like one of the things at one of the places that we go out to eat is like, it comes with shrimp. So I always get the shrimp on the side and I give it to my friend.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the shrimp. Like, it's perfect when it's like that, where it's like, you could just give it to each other.
Yeah,
like, hey, perfect.
Exactly.
You like this and I don't. Here you go.
Exactly. But that's a good, like, as far as relationships go, that's a good barometer, because you don't want to be with someone who's going to try to force you to do things that you don't like. Now, there's a difference between somebody saying, like, hey, I know you don't like mushrooms, but, you know, I made this, you know, if you try it, let me know what you think. It has mushrooms in it, you know, and then if your partner tries it and they don't like it, like, okay, you know, cool. You don't like it. Yeah. You know, I just wanted to try it to see if you like it. I'm not trying to force you. Like, I like mushrooms, so everything I cook is going to have mushrooms in it, you know? But, no, and I mean, it's just, it's one of those conversations that if you're going to have a relationship with somebody, it's one of those foundation conversations that you need to have. It's like, no one, I feel like the strongest relationships are, you're not the same person. Like, you can have similarities, you can enjoy the same things, but you're not the same person. You don't have to agree on everything. You don't have to like all the same things. You don't have to want to do all the same things. You know, different interests are, what did they say? Variety is the spice of life. So,
yeah,
you know, you can like something that your partner doesn't necessarily care for, and whether they kind of assimilate to that, you know, to enjoy with you, or they're like, hey, you know, like I said with Michelle, she doesn't like anime. And I watch anime. So she's never going to be like, oh, you're watching anime again? Oh, you know, well.
And she'll be like, dumb.
But she'll be like, you know, if I'm watching anime, she'll be like, I feel like she would sit and watch it with me, not necessarily, you know, understand what's going on or enjoy it per se, but it's one of those things that we spend quality time together and she will watch it. And we were talking about the other day, she watches this reality TV show on Netflix called The Circle. And she's explained it to me many a times about what the objective, and she said, I told you before I watch it with you. And that's the thing about between us. She was like, I'll watch it with you. And I'm like, I'm of the mindset, like, I don't want to force you to watch something that you're not going to enjoy. So we go back and forth with that. But it's just adverse, the same thing, like, with The Circle and all the other, like, other reality shows. Like, she watches Teen Mom on MTV. And I'm like, I don't care for these shows, but I'll sit and I'll watch it with you. I'll watch you watch it just to, like, watch you be interested in it. But that's... I feel like that's the signs of a healthy relationship. When you're willing, you know, and it's on both sides, when you're willing to do something that you don't necessarily enjoy for your partner, but then at the same time, your partner is not forcing you to watch it or forcing you to be a part of it. I don't know. That kind of deviated from the whole talk about, you know, vegetarian foods, but...
I mean, who are we if we don't deviate from the conversation?
Exactly. What is the Spider Bites podcast if we don't go off on a tangent that has nothing to do with what we're talking about in the beginning?
Exactly. Be like, if we just stayed on topic the whole time, I think this podcast would be about like 20 minutes long.
Yeah, pretty much. if we introduce a show, it's like, how are you? I'm good. You know, this stuff happened my week. How are you? I'm good. This stuff happened my week. We go into questions. We ask the question. We answer the question. All right. Next question. We ask the question. Answer the question. Like, all right. It's been 30 minutes. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for the show. That would literally be it.
It would be so much more boring, and I feel like you wouldn't learn anything about us.
No, you really wouldn't. It would be a minimal amount of information about us every episode.
Yeah, my thing would have been, have you ever been a vegetarian? No. What about you? I tried it in a past relationship. Okay, done.
That would literally be it.
See, that's why we have to, like, go off on tangents. Right. It's part of our job.
Exactly.
This podcast. Good thing we do it. Really well.
Yeah, it's not a problem for us to get distracted and to just veer left. And on the screen, I pointed left, but that was actually my right. But
well, it looks left to me, yeah. So it's fine.
If I wouldn't have mentioned anything, I'd have been like, oh, yeah, he pointed left.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, cool, perfect.
But yeah, it's almost second nature for us to just kind of go off topic and discuss things that aren't related to our question at all. But if that is something that you enjoy and is something that you can get behind, feel free to join in on the conversation. You can join us every Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Central Time. Go to twitch.tv/TJ Spider. You can join us in the chat. You can watch the show live every night that we record it. But if you don't watch the show live and you still want to be part of the conversation, you can reach out to us on social media. You can go to our Tumblr page, spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything question right there in the middle of the page. You can click that, send us a message, or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast. That's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Search for us there, or you can find us on Twitter at Spider Bites Cast. Tweet at us, send us a message on Facebook or Tumblr, or you can still even reach out to us on email. Just email us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. Ask us a question, leave us a comment, tell us a story, share some experience that you've had. You know, if you watch something and you're like, I need to talk to somebody about this. If it's something that we're into, like, okay, well, give us a show, give us a movie, we'll watch it. We can talk to you. We can talk with you about it. And, you know, we can discuss some stuff. And it might be a topic on the show. Like, Ashley might see something and we're like, hey, we had a listener, they recommended this, I watched it, you need to watch it. And it'll take me probably like 4 or 5 months and then I'll watch it too. And then we can talk about it on the show. But send us a message, participate in the show. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, I have great news. Just talking about this. If you want to keep up with the show, you can follow us on, you know how every week I say you can follow us on just about any podcast streaming service, because there's always that one that we have been trying to get that for whatever reason we couldn't get on, and that was Pandora. I got an email just this past week, and I completely forgot about it. I got an email this past week. We are now listed on Pandora.
Oh my God, finally.
I don't know why it took so long, but we are now listed on Pandora. And I still can't definitively say that we're listed everywhere, because who knows what other podcast streaming services that pop up overnight, because podcasts are now. Everybody has a podcast. But look for us. Search for the Spider Bites podcast. I don't care what you're using. I will step a guarantee. I hit my desk. I know it necessarily didn't come over across on the mic, but I hit my desk. I will step my guarantee that you will find us on a podcast streaming service, whether you're on Apple, whether you're on Google, whether you're on Stitcher, you're on Spotify, you're on iHeartRadio, you're on Podchaser, you're on Amazon Music Podcast, and now on Pandora, you can find the Spider Bites podcast and you can follow us there. But if you do follow us on any podcast streaming service, we ask, if you can, leave us a rating, leave us a review, because it's a good free way to help the show. We don't charge, we don't have a Patreon, we don't have a GoFundMe, we don't have any kind of service where we ask you for any kind of money. The only thing we ask you is your support. If you can, leave us a rating, because it helps us move up those podcast algorithm charts, so that way when someone's looking for a new podcast to listen to, we're more likely to show up on that list, so we can get more listeners, we can get more reviews, we can get more ratings, and we'll show up, you know, a little bit higher up the list. And that'd be great for us, but it'd also be great for you, because every week, if you come into the Twitch stream, you can have more people to chat about the show with, or you can just have more people to talk about the show with on other social media. But the reviews help us, because it lets us know what you think about the show. Let us know that the things you enjoy, the things you think we can improve upon, we take that criticism, we'll rework some stuff. If you say, hey, you know, I like your podcast, but it's a little bit too long for me. You know, I only have a little limited time that I listen to the show, but it's a little bit too long. You know, if you could keep it to 45 minutes to an hour, you know, whatever. And we're like, okay, well, maybe we can figure something out. Maybe we can condense it down a little bit. Because right now, we're going, you know, close to an hour and a half, which may be a little bit long for some people. But if we get those reviews from you and you let us know, then we can take that back. It's like, okay, well, these listeners, we have this many people saying that podcasts are a little bit too long. They're like a little bit shorter. So we'll try to make a little bit shorter podcasts. But we can't do that until we get those reviews from you. So any podcast streaming service you go to, or like I mentioned before, you can reach out to us on email, but just give us those reviews. Let us know what you think about the show so we can deliver a better quality show to you. If you want to reach out to Ashley or myself individually, our social media links are in the description of the show, along with all the other links to everything else that I just mentioned. And the other thing that I forgot to mention, because I'm all over the place right now, if you don't want to subscribe to any podcast streaming service, you can still listen to the show by going to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can access it whether you're on a PC, laptop, a phone, or a tablet, anywhere you can access the internet, and you can go to any website, you can find the Spider Bites podcast. Just go to our website, scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to, click play, and it'll start playing right there from your browser. So again, in the description of the show, all the links to everything else that I just mentioned. I have updated our show notes to where it includes the Pandora link now. We have the Spotify link, we have the iHeartRadio link, we have Amazon Music podcast link, we have Apple, we have Google, but if you also go to the website, you'll be able to go to the other links, the Podchaser, the Stitcher, you know, all those other different third party podcast apps. You'll be able to find all those links. But lost my train of thought. I don't know. I don't know.
You got too excited and it threw you off and now you don't know how
I remember the Pandora and it just took me out of my entire like little spiel.
Yeah, because then you like started talking about that, then you forgot about the other thing, and then I get it. Once you run off, it's like, oh god. Just like lately, every day when we're going down to take the kids to nap, I forget something. Because it's really cold down there, so I usually try and bring my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
But then I usually forget my jacket. But then, for some reason, if I remember my jacket, I forget my phone. And I'm like, all right, I have to go back down the hallway to grab that and then walk all the way back. It's not a big deal, but it's like a lot, almost every day, if not every day, for the past probably week or two.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, come on, let's throw me off. I'm like, all right, it's cold down there. Need to bring my jacket. Or I forget the jacket. So it's like, oh, it's cold down here. I need to go get my jacket. So yeah, one little thing that threw me all off.
It doesn't take much.
But you know what?
It doesn't take much.
No, it doesn't. I was trying to tell my coworker about how bad my memory is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, come on, would you forget this important thing? I'm like, yeah, maybe. Like, something would end up reminding me of it. She's like, but I was like, you don't know me outside of work. Like, you don't know how bad my memory is. She's like, mm-hmm. I know. That means that, like, it seems like everything when it comes to work, remember, like, all the important things. I'm like, see, I do my best. But there is just some things where it's just, like, something will suddenly remind me, whether I see something or I just happen to think about it. I'm like, once I, like, talk about something with someone, it's, like, gone. Like, my coworker will be like, we'll be talking about it all day. Well, not all day, but like in the morning or something. We'll say like, oh, we found like 4 spiders within the past week or something, you know, like down here. And be like, yeah, man, it's but spring, you know, they're starting to wake up. Like it makes sense. And then like an hour later, she'll be like, I found another one. I'm like, another one? Like, I've forgotten. And then we usually spell it out because the kids, you know, are afraid of spiders. Right, and so they can't spell spider.
Yeah, so you don't want to alert them.
No. Yeah, so it's like, S-P-I-D-E-R. It's like, oh, yeah. Like, she does that all the time to me. Where, like, she'll bring up something that we were talking about earlier. And because it was earlier, it's gone. Like, I've moved on.
Yeah. Like,
so she'll just be like, oh, yeah, so this thing. Like, yeah. Like, what are you talking about? So, yes, there's a very good chance that I will forget something important, whether I don't mean to.
Right.
Who I am.
Absolutely. No, I was streaming yesterday and I was playing Call of Duty and I was playing with Michelle and then we were playing with another one of the guys that we normally play Call of Duty with. And of course, I don't remember exactly what we were talking about, but we were mentioning something about how both of our memories are awful. And so the guy was like, y'all memory is just like, I don't understand how y'all forget so much stuff. And we're like, no, you don't understand. It's like our memories are terrible. Cause I think we were saying something about how I needed to do something and Michelle was going to remind me to do it or, and it's just a testament of how bad my memory is. I don't, this was just last night. This was 24 hours ago. And I have no idea what exactly we were talking about. And so, yeah, but he was just like, I don't get how y'all memories are so bad. And it's like, dude, you don't know the half of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like terrible.
You don't see me most of the time. So you don't realize how bad my memory is. But yeah, it's like, I'll do that with my friend too. Well, she'll do it to me too. Like, we'll do it back and forth where one of us will message the other usually and be like, remind me tomorrow to do this. And it's like, I'm typing it out because I know both of our memories suck. So maybe if I type it out and you also know, maybe one of us will remember.
Maybe. That's a strong maybe.
Always a maybe because it could go either way.
Right.
Like, I remember she asked me a couple days ago, she's like, where did you get your ears pierced? Like, last time you got them pierced. Mm-hmm. She's like, I've been thinking about getting a piercing. I was like, oh, I had to look at my wallet. I was like, maybe I still have the card? And I didn't see it. So I was like, all right, I'll ask my aunt. She's the one that took us.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you did it recently. I realized when I actually, it was like 4 years ago. But, not like, yeah, recently. I was like, all right, I'll message my aunt. But at the time, it was like noon, and it was like a weekday, and she's a teacher. So I was like, all right. I just said to myself, like, I'll message her later, like when it's not during the school day, so I don't distract her and stuff. Yeah. Like, I don't know if she keeps her phone on her. I don't know, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, forgot.
Right, of course.
And then it was like the next day, and I like saw something on TikTok. It was so funny because it was one of those things where it's like, this is a sign to go get, I don't remember, it was like a tattoo or piercing or something with your friend group. And I was like, oh yeah, I got a message my aunt.
It's so funny, the things that jog your memory, the things that you see just in everyday life. It's like, oh yeah, I needed to do this.
It's like, oh yeah. And I sent that TikTok to my friend just to be like, this reminded me that I need to ask my aunt. But then in the process of about to message my aunt, it's like, you know what? My sister has gotten piercings within the last like year and a half. Mm-hmm. So I should ask her instead where she went, because that's more recent. So then I messaged her, and then I got an answer from her and was able to tell my friend.
Okay.
So like, oh yeah, I forgot. Again, can you believe it?
Yeah, but yeah,
all the time.
That goes into my problem of, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember I was supposed to message this person to ask them this, and so I'll pick up my phone and I'll see that I have like three or four notification bubbles, and then I go try to clear those out, and then that takes me off, and it's like, okay, and I clear the notification bubble, put my phone down, and I go back to doing what I was doing initially. It's like, damn it, I was supposed to contact this person.
Yeah, it's just something about, like, just, I don't know, not a good memory. And I don't, like, I don't know if that's, if I have an extra bad memory, or if it's common that people just forget things. I feel like it's not, though, because my parents will be like, they would always say things of, like, do this thing, like this chore or something, that's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, forgetting or whatever, because you, like, unless you do it right that second, but usually, you know, you're in the middle of doing something, whatever that something is, whether, even if it's just something like being on your phone or watching a show or something, it's like, well, after I finish this, or like I'm eating, like after I eat, but then it's like, you forget. And my parents never believed me that I would forget in the amount of time of like after I finished doing whatever the thing and like moved on.
Right.
I was like, you didn't forget. No. I was like,
I honestly forgot. Now, I think it may be a generational thing. I think because, and like I say, we're stretching the podcast long, but no, I think it's because we have so many things now that stimulate our attention. Like our parents, they had, and I know your parents are probably younger than mine, but I feel like when they grew up, it was like, this is what you have to focus on. Like, they didn't have the TV, the music, you know, all this other kind of outside stimulation and everything while they were trying to focus on one task. But for us, it's like, we can't, or at least I know for me, I can't focus on one thing if I'm only focusing on that one thing. If I'm doing something for work, I need to have a podcast going. I need to have a TV show going. I need to have music. You know, I need to have, like, multiple things going on at one time for me to be able to like kind of focus on one thing. And I think that at some point that's kind of affected our short-term memory, because to me, I'm good with dates. Like I can for the most part, I can remember like long-term dates, like stuff that happened years ago. And granted, I am a little bit older than you, so I grew up in a generation where we had to like memorize stuff. Like,
yeah.
Even now, when I'm doing like multiplication tables, or like if I'm trying to figure out what, you know, sometimes something is something else, I go back to the songs that I heard when I was in third grade on how we, like, they use songs to help us memorize multiplication tables. And so I kind of go back into like singing those songs to kind of refresh that memory. But I think that the millennials, Gen Z, and subsequently the youngest generation now, Gen Alpha, short-term memory is not necessarily a thing. because they don't have to necessarily commit anything to memory because we have electronics to chronicle all of our notes. Like anything that we need to remember, we can put down into a phone, into a tablet, into a computer. So that way we can get a reminder from our Amazon device to say, hey, you know, remind me in 30 minutes that I need to go, you know, take the chicken out of the freezer. You know, remind me when I leave home that I need to go stop and get this. You know, we don't have to commit anything to memory because we have so many devices around us that will help us remind us of those things. And our parents didn't have to do that because they had to remember things like, okay, I need to remember when I go to the store, or they'll like write out a list. But, well, I mean, I guess grocery shopping is not necessarily a good example, but but like if they wanted to call their friends, you know, on a home phone, like on a landline, you didn't have
numbers memorized.
Right. Yeah. They had to memorize numbers because there was no way for them to save it in a particular device on how to call their friends. But long story short, I feel like it's a generational thing. Like I feel like the further we get into younger generations, the more sporadic our short-term memory will get because we don't have to like recall those things at the drop of a hat anymore.
See, that's fair. That makes a lot of sense. Speaking of age real quick, I was looking at, because I was trying to talk to my coworker about something about like the cicadas, because it looks like it might not actually be this far north. Like it's still in Michigan, but it doesn't look like it's going to be quite this far. At the map I was looking at or whatever, and it's like, you know, it happens every 17 years. So last time it happened was 2004, and then it's going to happen this year. So I was like, it said the next time it was going to happen is 2038. I was like, well, first of all, that doesn't sound like a real year. And then my coworker did the math, and she's like, I'd be, I don't know, it was like 80-something. I was like, oh, God, how old will I be? I'll be 42 in 2038.
In 17 years, you'll be 42. In 17 years, I will be 17 years. Quick math. Yeah, I will be 58? No, not 58.
Well, hold on. What year were you born?
I was born in 85.
2038 minus 85?
Yeah.
53.
Yeah, my math was off. I was like, you'll no, 58 little- can't be right.
Because it's like almost a 10-year difference, or is it like a 10-year difference? I think it's 11 years technically or whatever, but yeah, I was like, that sounds fake, the year sounds fake, that aim for me sounds fake, like that's how old I'm gonna be in 17 years. That really doesn't feel like that long.
That, and then that goes to like what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, just time. It's like 17 years feels like it's not that far away, but when you talk about your age, it's like I'm going to be so much older than I am now. And it correlates because, of course, that's the way math works. But I'll be in my 50s in less than 20 years. Yeah. And I mean, it's essentially, because I'm 35 now. I'll be 36 in August. So in 14 years, I'll be 50.
I've got 25 years till I'm 50.
Yeah, you've got more time than I do, but I don't want to think about it. I'm depressing myself. We need to end this.
I looked it up and I was like, hold on, what the frick? Because then my sister, she's was born 2004.
She'll be 17 this year.
Yeah, so it happened the year she was born, and then now she'll be 17 this year, and then when she's 34, like, that sounds crazy. I feel like I'm not even 25 to think that my 17-year-old sister is going to be
in her 30s.
Before ever. Yeah. It's just crazy to think about because it feels like I'm not even supposed to be that age. How is she going to be that age? She's exactly. Younger than me.
No.
But anyway.
I told my brother is 3 years older than me. So he just turned 39 in February. So he was messing with me like when I turned 35 last year. He was like, ha ha, you're getting old, old man. I was like, yeah. Uh-huh. In 2 years, say hi to 40 for me. He was like, F you. I'm like, look, you're going to hate it before I do. Oh, and he's going through, you know, and that's a whole other thing, because he's going through a whole midlife crisis phase, and it was just, he sent me some pictures the other day, and I don't even want to get into it. He's, like, losing his mind. He's doing stuff that he wanted to do when he was younger, and now that he's 39, he's doing it. To just get rid of all the vagueness, he got his nipples pierced, probably within the last week. Why? I don't know. I guess. I don't know. But, no, whatever. So, to all of our listeners, to all of our viewers, thank you so much for joining us on this wild ride of an episode. Especially to our Twitch viewers, from the phone calls in the beginning, actually having to leave to go get dinner. It's been a hell of a week. But thank you so much for joining us. We love you. We appreciate you. And we hope to see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
See ya.